February 8, 1904. One of the qualities of Jesus is pain. For one who lives of his most holy will, purgatory does not exist. I remember that another day, as I continued to feel in suffering, I saw the confessor praying our Lord to touch the part where I was suffering so as to have the sufferings mitigate. And blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, your confessor wants me to touch you to alleviate your pains, but among my many qualities I am also pain, and if I touch you, instead of decreasing, your pain could increase." In fact, the thing in which my humanity delighted the most was suffering, and it still delights in communicating it to those whom it loves. And it seemed that, in reality, he would touch me and make me feel more pain. So I added, "My sweet good, as for myself, I want nothing but your most holy will. I do not look at whether I suffer or I enjoy, your will is everything for me." And he added, "And this is what I want, this is my design upon you, and this is enough for me and contents me. This is the greatest and most honorable worship that the creature can render me, and that she owes me as her creator. And as the soul does so, it can be said that her mind lives and thinks in my mind. Her eyes, being in mine, look through my eyes. Her mouth speaks through my mouth. Her heart loves through mine. Her hands operate within my own hands. Her feet walk within my feet. And I can say, you are my eye, my mouth, my heart, my hands and my feet." And, likewise, the soul can say, "Jesus Christ is my eye, my mouth, my heart, my hands and my feet." Being in this union, not only of wills, but personal, when the soul dies there is nothing left of her to be purged, and therefore purgatory cannot touch her, because purgatory touches those who live outside of me, whether completely or in part.